It's an amazing win to the Saints. They get over the line, and it could have gone either way. And the last four games now between these two clubs has been decided by less than a goal. It was a hard-fought victory, and the Suns players are devastated. The Saints are relieved. Have a look at the look on their face. 12-6-78 the Saints. The Suns, 11-8-74.
Well, they got across the line, the Saints. They were made to work hard for that result. Final score, 11-8-74 Gold Coast. 12-6-78 the Saints. Simon Black, the Suns were brave tonight. They just, in the end, they probably had to fight from behind so many times.
Yeah, they were, yes. They fought so hard. They battled away terrifically well and managed to come back into the game many times. So you've got to appreciate their braveness and courage tonight, the Suns. But the Saints just did enough. They weren't at their best tonight by any stretch. But in the end, probably just their efficiency inside forward 50 was the difference. They went at 45%. They had 21 shots from 47 inside 50s. The Suns had four more inside 50s, but they only had the 19 shots from their 51 inside 50s. So, yeah, in the end, just that probably that connection and that little bit more effective going forward from the Saints got them over the line.
Yeah, it was Dan Butler with two last quarter goals was a bit of the difference. In fact, here is Jack Steele, had a big night tonight. Let's hear from him with thanks to Channel 7.
Pretty pleased to get the win, obviously. Things didn't look good for a little while, but you know, we stuck fat and did a good job.
What was the message? Three-quarter time, Gold Coast, hit them hard, hit you hard like just before, kicked a couple of goals. What was the message from the coach?
It was just to get back to clearance and contest the ball. That's where the game's going to be, you know, won or lost. So I thought we did that in the last quarter, and yeah, got away with the win, so it's good.
Dan Butler, been pretty impressive since he's come across. Another great game for him.
It was an awesome game. I don't know how many goals he kicked, but even just his forward pressure and stuff like that, all the things he does so well, you know, helps our forward line so much. And one of the big reasons why we're, you know, kicking so straight and kicking big scores.
Perfect, mate. Well played.
Thanks, Ogie. Appreciate it.
So that was Jack Steele with thanks to Channel 7. Hunter Clark was just phenomenal. It wasn't that noteworthy in the first half, but in that last quarter, especially deep in defence, the composure he had when most people just would have put the ball on their boot, Blackie, to balk around people and hit up targets, leading to that to Dan Butler, his last goal was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was. And he was under some severe pressure too, wasn't he? But he had some wonderful composure to dodge around a few players, but then also find a teammate. He's going to be an absolute beauty.
Brad Hill, what sort of night did he have tonight there, Blackie? Triple M, get Mosh stats.
Yep, I'll get out of the last quarter and get for the game.
He was good tonight, Brad Hill. He was everywhere. His running ability, and he just backed himself, Blackie, with his pace.
Yeah, he's only kicked the one goal so far this year, but he's breaking the lines with that pace, as we know he does. He's had 17 touches, 9 kicks, 8 handballs. He's had 4 marks, and he was very important at times to get the ball, particularly inside forward 50.
Triple M Amy review. Amy Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. I thought Took Miller coming off in that last quarter, that was that crucial couple of minutes there where the Saints snaffled a couple of goals and basically that, you know, was the difference in the end. The Suns just couldn't quite get across the line.
Yeah, well, the Suns were fantastic in the clearances. They smashed the Saints tonight by 15.
How many did Took Miller have? Do you have that there?
Miller had 5 clearances. Greenwood had 6.
Yep.
Witts had 5. So there were some real good solid contributors for the Suns. But that's a big effort. 15 plus in the clearances are great. A great reward tonight, and they also won the contested ball by 6 in the end. So that's what kept the Suns in it, really. Their gruntness around the ball was terrific, but just probably the, like I said earlier, the efficiency going from inside forward 50, the Saints were superior.
What they have to do is probably learn how to restructure how to go into the forward line, Blackie. That's probably where they let themselves down in that first quarter. They were very panicky across half back. Once they settled down and found their mojo and found their momentum, they were a lot better. But you know, there's no Lynch there this year, of course. I mean, he wasn't there last year as well, but they were used to having some bigger targets up there. Haven't really got that presence yet. I mean, Benny King's just not quite that big presence for them at the moment. Sexton wasn't as prominent as what he normally is,
no,
you know, bursting around that half forward line. So they're a little bit down in that area tonight. So sometimes they may have to go to a plan B, and I just don't know what their plan B is yet. Maybe they don't know what it is either. But they're pretty brave tonight.
I mean, they got 2 goals out of Will Power, 2 out of Rankin. They're 2 small forwards there. Ainsworth is also, Took Miller's chipped in for a couple of goals as well. So, you know, they got that contribution from some of their smalls, which they got to every week, because, you know, King's young. Sam Day hasn't yet proven he's a regular, consistent, you know, 3 or 4 goals a game sort of player. So they need their smalls turn up at ground level, putting the pressure on. And that's really what kept them in the game tonight. Some of that small forward pressure, particularly in that second half, was outstanding.
Yeah, well, they certainly had the momentum going into the start of the fourth quarter, ending that third quarter. But it was Nick Hine, Hunter Clark and Dan Butler who lifted in that last term. Butler kicking 4 crucial goals. Clark's efforts in defence were phenomenal. Nick Hine with an equal career high. 17 disposals get the Saints across the line. Still plenty more to dissect from this game. It was the Saints by 4 points. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com. For hotels across the country, for the lowest prices, guaranteed terms apply. In the other match tonight, we had 2. A double head of the Pies by 9 points over the Swans. For McDonald's, more to come here as we dissect this match. Our Triple M Amy review. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review. Amy.
Players happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Final score, Gold Coast 11-8-74, going down to the Saints 12-6-78. One of the games of the season, though. The lead changing a number of times in that second half. Looked at one stage like the Suns were going to run away with it and upset the Saints, but through the class of Butler, Hind and Clark in particular, they get across the line, get their 7th win from the season. So that's 7 wins, 3 losses for the Saints. They move up to 2nd, Port Adelaide just ahead of them. Brisbane, who of course played the other night, lost to the Tigers, are 3rd. The Tigers make up at the top 4. So first time since they made the grand final in 2010 are the Saints in the top 4 at this late stage of the season. The Suns are 11th, 4 wins, 6 losses, but by no means disgraced tonight, were they, Simon Black? They had a number of strong contributors. Took Miller really stood up, and Jared Witts as well.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they won some of those key stats, inside 50s, the contested ball, the clearances, they smashed the Saints. So that part of the game, which coming in tonight, Stewie Jewell would have really asked from his players a big effort in that regard. The tackle pressure was really good. So they did a really good job, and they kept at it, as you said. They came back several times. They found a way to stay in the contest, and it was an impressive result. You know, 4 out of the last 5 games the Suns have lost. Now it's 5 out of 6. Unfortunately, but at least the signs were positive tonight. The way they turned up and the effort was there.
Triple M Amy review. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. Let's go inside the Saints rooms and hear their song down in the rooms right now. Thank you very much to Channel 7. Singing it loud, singing it proud tonight. The St Kilda Footy Club get their 7th win, as we said, moving up to 2nd on the live ladder. And I reckon a good sign for Brett Ratten, Blackie, was that he got a response from them at three-quarter time, when in a lot of their losses this year they go into their shell when the chips are against them and the other side's pressure is greater than theirs. But they found a way to win tonight, which is a sign of maturity.
It really is. It is exactly that. And they found a way. The Suns had the momentum at times in that last quarter there. But, yeah, they managed to do enough. And young Josh Battle there at one stage took a really good contested mark there when they needed it, went back and kicked a massive important goal for them. And they come at the hour. They as a group, they found what they needed to find in those moments, and it's going to give them a bit of confidence.
And Zach Jones as well only had the 13 touches, but he must have had a few in that last quarter. I mean, he was pretty quiet, but he seemed to lift when they really needed him to. Disposal was lacking a bit at times. That's always been the knock on him, but what did he have in that last quarter?
13 for the match he had. The last term, he's had the 5 touches, yeah. So he's had an impressive year so far. Quite night tonight. Yeah, I started in the midfield, but they put him out into the wing later in the game. I guess because he wasn't getting his hands on the ball as much. But Jack Steele was another one who hadn't had a lot of the ball up until halftime, but had a really big impact after halftime.
Yeah, so 2 lead changes in the last quarter, but certainly the pressure was intense in one of the games of the year. As we said, today's Maccas, I'm loving it moment. Well, there was a lot to pick from, wasn't there, champs?
Isaac Rankin, three really impressive pieces of play, two goals and a screamer. So he's got to be right up there, surely. But, Dan Butler was very impressive as well.
Yeah, had a couple of nice moments in that last quarter. Here is pretty much the one that sealed the result for the Saints. 21st minute mark of the fourth quarter. Here's how champs called it on Triple M Footy.
Memory up against Collins. Here we go. Ryder needs support. Butler, bugger me. Don't tell me he's going to kick four. Takes on the world. And he got it, you machine. Absolute machine, Dan Butler. Got his fourth, and that's just about the ball game right then and there for the Saints.
Oh, champs, beautifully caught.
He, you know what I like about him? He just uses his pace. He knows what his asset is, and he doesn't scream and carry on after he gets it. He's excited, but then he just goes back and says, right, where's my next contest? Like, he doesn't drag on about it.
He gets to the good spots, don't he? He just knows where to get. And when he gets the ball, the ball's in his ear, he's clean. He doesn't fumble. And his ability to know where the goals are, he's so clever.
He was like Hind last week. He had a big impact as well, Butler, last week in their last game, and as did Hind. And again tonight, those two in the last quarter really shone, I reckon, for the Saints and with the difference.
And he's just a smart footballer, isn't he, Blackie? Like, he knows where to be. You know, when the ball comes towards the key fours, he always seems to be in the right place at the right time on the move.
He does, yeah. He hits the pack at pace and gets in front and centre, as all the coaches tell the small fours to be. He turns up and gives himself a chance. You know, the old saying, the more times you go to the well, the more chance you're going to get in a drink. And that's what he does. And like I said earlier, he's very clean. That's super impressive.
Now, I won't feature either of them in your Triple MVP award, but Battle of the Kings, who'd you give the points to tonight?
I'll give him the Gold Coast, Big Benny King. He ended up kicking the three goals. At quarter time, neither had a touch, but they both had an impact for their sides after quarter time. I think Big Maxi kicked a couple, but Benny King, I thought, presented for his side. Ended up taking, he only had a couple of marks, but he kicked three goals, which were instrumental for the Suns.
Absolutely. We mentioned a couple of excitement moments for the Gold Coast Suns and Isaac Rankin in particular. We asked for a little bit of a lift at halftime, didn't we? We say we'd need someone to really create some spark in this game, especially for the Suns, and Isaac Rankin provided. So I'm going to pull rank here, Tomo.
Yep.
We've had the one I love it Macca's moment.
Yep.
Like their Big Mac with the all two beef patties.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Pickled onions on a sesame seed bun. Let's go with a double up of our I Love It Macca's moment. So here's Isaac Rankin, a couple of his highlights tonight.
The Suns get it on the turnover. Back pocket, Butterick goes up towards Rankin!
Oh, you're guilty!
Isaac Rankin hung in the air for an eternity and pulls down the mark of the night.
That's what we want to see, a bit of excitement from the kid.
We needed a bit of spark and we finally get it.
Again, the panic kick coming out. Here's Rankin though, brushes past. Isaac has one bounce. Will he have two? Rankin, the excitement machine's got one. Just what the Suns ordered. On the stroke of three-quarter time, with just over a minute to remain, Isaac Rankin has his first. We mentioned at a half-time that we can expect something exciting from him in the second half, and he's provided just that.
And he's going to be, Blackie, one of those kind of small numbers in terms of possessions but big impact type of player.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether he's going to be a hard, long-running midfielder, but in that forward half of the ground, his ability to get to great spots and when he gets the ball, he just uses it so well and sets up his teammates as if he's not having a shot. And geez, he can win the ball over your head or can win it at ground level, can't he?
Yeah, I think if he can put on a little bit of muscle, I reckon he can be very Andrew McLeod-like. Mm. I reckon.
Yeah, imagine smooth. Him across half.
He's smooth. Like, he just moves. He's a smooth mover, like Andy. And if he can just build up a little bit, I mean, you don't want him to put on too much because he'll lose that agility and the ability to jump over the top of opponents. But he'll just grow in confidence with every game. And, you know, to take marks like that, to kick goals, he'll trust himself. He'll have that self-belief in being able to, you know, pull that off every game.
As Blackie compiles his 3-2-1 for the Triple MVP award, Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across the country for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms do apply. The earlier game tonight, the Pies beating the Swans by 9 points. Important win for them, Collingwood, under a little bit of pressure. They move inside the top eight to seventh, but some carnage out of that game. Will Hoskin-Elliott, Adam Treloar, Isaac Quayner, a suspected broken leg. Some injury concerns there for the Magpies. Will no doubt hear about tomorrow. Blackie, Triple MVP award, your 3-2-1.
Yeah, number one vote tonight, guys. Tuke Miller, I thought in the middle of the ground, was instrumental to keeping his side in the game. He kicked a couple of goals. He had 18 touches. They're not massive numbers, but he had five clearances, seven tackles, and just his overall involvement to help some of those, I guess, penetrating clearances tonight, I thought he was fantastic. We kept, you know, lumping praise on him throughout the call. Two votes was a guy who didn't start particularly well but worked his way into the game really well, and that was Jack Steele. He ended up with 21 disposals, kicked a couple of goals, had two score assists, and I think he just grew into the game and had a big impact overall in the end. And the three votes tonight, boys, is Dan Butler. I think I was calling him Zach throughout the game, but Dan Butler was fantastic. Obviously, four goals, had 13 disposals, not massive numbers, but those four goals he kicked, I think, was the difference in the game in the end. I think he's very fitting of the three votes.
Yeah, especially in that last quarter, just at crucial times, and really the match winner in the end for the Saints. Smart player and so composed as well when the game was on the line.
Indeed.
He stepped up for the Saints.
Indeed.
Champs.
Well, you look a little bit happier now than what you were midway through that last quarter.
I would have been happy if the Suns won as well.
What about the barricade throughout the game, Jim?
Oh,
I can't do that.
No, there's none of that. Mate, we're just neutral in here. We're just general footy supporters.
Coming up for the Suns, they got the Bombers next Wednesday night. The Saints have got the Cats on a Monday night. So
you going to that one?
Hey. Yes, we'll be at that game. Absolutely. In fact, we are back at the Gabba on
Saturday night.
Lions and the Dogs. That'll be a good one. Thank you, champs.
Thanks, Tomo.
Blackie.
Thanks, Tomo.
Melinda.
Champs.
Jack, the fellas up the back. Thank you very much tonight, where it was the Saints by 4 points. That final score once again. Gold Coast 11-8-74. St Kilda 12-6-78. Getting their seventh win of the season. Currently second on the AFL ladder. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review for Amy. Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.